Good morning and welcome to the Local Foods, Local Places radio program on KRZA 88.7, connecting cultures along the Upper Rio Grande. Today I have a special guest with me, PJ Bergen from Soil Sangre de Cristo. How are you doing today, PJ?
I'm great, Abe. Thank you. And thank you so much for inviting me here today.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure to speak with you. And I'm so excited to hear about the work that you do with Soil Sangre de Cristo. But before we dive into that, would you mind just sharing us a little bit about yourself and you know, where you come from and a little bit about your history and how you came into this line of work?
Well, I've lived in Salida for 18 years. And used to come here from Denver, where I lived for a very long time, is my place to escape. I had my own business for about 30 years that was based in Denver, and I traveled quite a bit with that. It was working with artists and architects doing special textile installations and just to escape the, you know, running your own business can take a lot out of you. So it was fun to come down to Salida before it was discovered and bring the bicycle. My husband would come along, and it was a fantastic place to meet artists and just enjoy ourselves for the weekend. And during that time, we discovered how much we enjoyed this area. And 18 years ago, moved down here full time after buying an old building right in downtown Salida that we rehabilitated into a residence. And after selling my business, I became a full-time visual artist with a studio and did that type of living, creating commission artwork, which I still do. But in the meantime, I became more and more concerned about the heritage of this whole area, the entire central corridor of Colorado, its ranching communities, farming communities, and how much I began to see losing to development, to, all sorts of things. But it seemed that it just wasn't as robust as it had been when we first started coming down here in the late 80s. And so I began to look at ways that maybe we could support our local farmers and ranchers in a way that the communities would begin to understand and become involved with a very simple support system. And I discovered along the way back in 2019, a group of people that had started organizations in Colorado with the word soil as part of their name for their organization. Soil is an acronym for slow opportunities for investing locally. And so the whole premise that we can get into a little bit more is taking small amounts of money, putting it back into the community, and seeing how we can help it to grow and support our farmers and ranchers. And so with that idea, I stepped away from the studio a little bit more and more and started an organization that is pretty much the location of South Central Colorado, and started Soil Sangre de Cristo.
Incredible. So tell me a little bit more about Soil Sangre de Cristo and what it's all about.
Well, as I've explained, Soil Sangre de Cristo supports our local food systems just to help keeping them resilient and encouraging diversity in what they can grow and offer our local customers. And we do this by offering zero interest loans. We get the capital for offering these loans through members in the community who invest in the Soil Sangre de Cristo organization. These community members, after investing, become what we call investor members, and they pretty much are the organization. The investor members vote on any of the decisions the organization needs to make, and they also, most importantly, will vote on the loans when the applications are submitted, and we have a certain window each year when we accept applications and go through these applications. And then it's the members, the investor members, who vote on the loans and decide on which ones we can accept for the no interest loan awards. So that's pretty much, that's what we do, is we just offer no interest loans to farmers and ranchers and other food producers in our area. And then, oh, and then the other thing I'll just like to say is that obviously, as I said, the funds are coming from the community. These are, this is a peer-to-peer revolving loan system where it's members of the community are putting their money into this loan fund. And then when the loan is paid back by the farmer or rancher, the funds go right back into the loan fund and it goes out to another farmer or rancher. So the money keeps staying in the loan fund and working over and over again to keep supporting our local food economies. And each time the applications come in, it's these investor members who renew their membership each year. So we're building up the loan fund that way also, and also adding new members all the time. This loan fund continues to grow and we're able to send out new loans. Usually we're doing it right now, every once a year, we'll have an open window for applications.
That's incredible. That's a really, really good opportunity, especially when, you know, even the USDA has low interest loans. But this is a zero interest loan. That's almost unheard of, I think. It sounds almost like, similar to crowdfunding in a way, like it, on a local, you know, grassroots level. And talking about geographic area, you said South Central Colorado. Do you have any particular parameters or limitations there?
Well, yes, we define it as South Central region of Colorado. It encompasses Chaffee, Sawatch, Alamosa counties, also Caneos, Castilla counties, and also the western part of Fremont, eastern Rio Grande County, including the towns of Del Norte, some people not pronounce it Del Norte, Monte Vista, and Howard. So it's quite an expansive region. When I and some others were putting this together and coming up with ideas, and I reached out to many people through this whole area in defining it, we were thinking more of the food shed. Some of the other three regions in Colorado think more of watershed, where rivers flow through. But we were thinking of food shed. In other words, the northern part of this region, Chaffee, the northern part, maybe even in Sawatch, grows certain food that may be down in lower in Alamosa, maybe down in Caneos. They're growing other foods that we like to trade or purchase from each other, that certain areas are better growing. And so we like to see this whole area, how we can support each other in the foods that we're able to grow and make this area more sustainable and diverse.
And who are some of the farms and ranches who are members of Soil?
We have quite a few. They include Jones Farms Organics in Hooper. There's High Ground Gardens in Crestone, Rocky Mountain Garlic in Salida. Jumping Good Goat Dairy joined earlier this year, and they're north of BB in Buena Vista. Dancing Badger Ranch, just north of Salida. Alamosa is has several smaller farms in that area. We've loaned out $20,000 the first year that the organization was formed, and those funded a tractor to assist in doing more of the manual labor. They do a lot of all of their farming is regenerative farming, so they're not really doing a lot of soil tilling with the tractor, but it certainly helps with a lot of the manual work around the farm. There's also funding that went out for a larger farm stand and also an improved cooling system for when they harvest the vegetables. So those are some of the things that we have funded so far with the first $20,000 that went out in loans.
Awesome. That's really exciting to hear. And I definitely recognize some of those names. It's so cool to hear that, you are connecting with so many incredible farms and ranches and community members. It's very impressive what you've accomplished so far. And it sounds like there's many benefits to the communities that this this program serves. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on that and maybe some of the other benefits that maybe we haven't mentioned so far?
Yes, I think certainly the mission of Soil Santo Cristo is to offer these no interest loans to the food producers, farmers, ranchers, but it seems to have a multi-level effect. First of all, of course, it's encouraging community members that by investing their dollars, rather than, let's say, taking it all of what they want to invest and putting it in a mutual fund, let's say. Many times those people will put into a mutual fund, they don't even know really what their dollars are being invested in. But by taking some of that money, even just a small percentage, and putting it into Soil Santo Cristo, for example, and keeping it in the community, you're taking this money, and we call it investing, but we're not talking about getting that percentage, let's say the 7% growth or 8% growth, whatever people think about when they are investing in a mutual fund. What we're talking about is the investment in the community of what you're going to get back in the health of where you live, the health of the community in what you're eating, the health of the community in the small businesses who are here, and the health of keeping, as I mentioned in the very first part of this interview, the heritage of what we have had and what we want to keep as part of our, as part of what the texture of our community. There's so much that goes into taking those dollars that you invest into something like Soil Santo Cristo and keeping it right here. The other thing, speaking of investment, and it was Trudy Kretzinger, who lives in Alamosa, who is a rancher that a lot of you know in your part of our Soil Santo Cristo region. She explained it to me very well that when she would take her cattle, have it processed here and sold it here, the return on the dollars she spent and then returned was triple times what was saved and left here in the community versus if she sold those calves and they were shipped out of the Alamosa County and she never saw them again. By keeping our money here, investing it here, and keeping it here all the way through, the money is used over and over again, and our investments are triple and sometimes four times growing rather than it just being sent out of the county just the first time around. So there's a huge number of benefits besides just giving that loan. And even just like the revolving loan, investor members become members at $250. Farmers become members at $25. But if we take that $250, for example, that a community investor member makes to join Soil Santo Cristo, we loan out that $250 as part of a no-interest loan. That loan comes back, and then it gets loaned out to another farmer or rancher. And you can see even just with those two transactions, how that $250 begins to grow, stays in the community, keeps benefiting. That farmer goes out, purchases seeds, purchases compost, whatever he might need from somebody else in the community. It just keeps snowballing the investments we're making by keeping our money here. So not only are we encouraging our farmers to grow more produce, to be a little more diversified in what they might even grow, to offer us more heirloom tomatoes, two types of broccoli rather than just the one we always see in the grocery store, et cetera. But we're growing our own investments and our income right here in our own counties. So there's a lot that Soil Santo Cristo can offer us as a way to keep us healthy and learn about our soils and what we can depend on with our own producers.
Beautiful. Really, really an exciting thing that you're doing here. And I'm just so pumped to see this happening, because we're always talking about how local agriculture fuels the local economy when we're talking with local foods, local places. And this is a perfect example of that, of how spending our dollars and investing our money locally will continue to snowball and grow, as you said. So that's just really exciting to see this in action with the work that you're doing. And it looks like on your website you have a monthly event. Would you like to share with us what that is all about?
Sure. It's the fourth Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. We have a virtual event, and even though we are coming out of this time we have been through with the pandemic and all, where we've done everything, it seems, virtually and on Zoom, we will continue having our monthly, what we call, speaker series. We will be holding it virtually on Zoom because, well, just from what I described earlier, the amount of area that we cover, we have many people who attend these from all over. And so it's been quite an advantage to have Zoom where people can tune in from Alamosa, from Buena Vista, from Del Norte, wherever. And so they'll continue on Zoom. So the fourth Thursday of each month at 7 o'clock, Soil Santo Cristo invites a person to give a presentation on some type of subject that deals in this world that we live in the interest of Soil Santo Cristo, whether it's specifically about a subject of farming and ranching, or about local investing, or about regenerative farming and how it helps to conserve water, oh my goodness, there's so many topics that revolve around our interests in the local economy and supporting local agriculture and ranching. We started this series back in May of 2020, and we've had a new speaker every single month since, and we've had them lined up already through November of this year. So there's always something new to explore, and we normally have about 28 to 30 plus people who attend. And the presenter can be someone local. We've had someone from New York who wrote a book about the backstory of grocery stores and food chains and how they broke down last year, and emphasizing again the importance of local food chains. We've had someone, so he was from Manhattan, from New York City. We had someone from California who spoke with Jesse of Tumbleweed Bread about the heritage grains. So speakers from California, we've had speakers from New York, as well as local people. It runs the gamut. This year on June 24th, on Thursday at 7, our speaker is going to be Jeff Deary, who's with the Center of Snow and Avalanche Studies. Now, we're all, I think, by now, this time of the morning, we're talking at 10 o'clock on a morning where it's already quite warm, and we're talking about snow and avalanche. But he is very interesting because he talks about how, we'll be talking about how, what we can do just in the studies that he does, what we can learn about how to conserve what we have in the snow and the avalanches and through the avalanches, even though it's always uncertain and there's changes every year and we have so little snow this year, but what we can do to keep adapting to these changes and keep looking at our water resources, even just how the snow melts can give us a clue as to how we can adapt the water resources through the spring and into the summer. So I think it's going to be an interesting look at not just do we get rainfall or not, but the snowfall that we may or may not get, and then even how the snow might be melting up in the mountains as it's coming down through our watershed. So that'll be the discussion we have on Thursday, June 24th at 7. And the way to get the link for the Zoom series for the presentation, if you could please go to the Soil Sangre de Cristo website, and that's soilsangredecristo.org. So soilsangredecristo.org. And right at the top of the homepage, you'll see upcoming events. And there's an RSVP button. Hit that, and it'll send you to the link for the Zoom call. And then you'll get a reminder. So, and then there's always there a contact information for me. You can send me a message if you have any trouble, and I'll be happy to send you the link. So we hope you can join us on Thursday, 24th at 7 o'clock, and set yourself up with a Zoom link ahead of time.
Awesome. That sounds so intriguing. I encourage everyone to go and sign up. And if you're interested in contacting PJ about some of the farm loan opportunities, please visit Soil Sangre de Cristo's website. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing with us today, PJ. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Sure. I'm already, thank you, Abe. I'm already letting people know that the next window for accepting applications for loans will open December 1st. It's a little far away, but still sometimes with the farmers, they're so busy this time of year, it's good to have a long time to be aware of when we'll be accepting these applications. And then we'll be accepting them all the way through the end of January 2021. So once that window is open for submitting applications, that will be a 2-month window of time to submit the application. Everything will be on the website. So you would just go again to the same website, soilsangredecristo.org. And there is a tab for loan applications. The application is very simple, just one page. There's another page that talks about the criteria of what we look at to accept applications. So everything, there's a lot of information there for you. The application is both in English and Spanish. We'd like to thank Diego for helping us with the translation on that. Diego Pons from Monte Vista translates that for us. And so December 1st, it'll be up on the website. You're also welcome to call me at any time or send me an email at soilsangredecristo@gmail.com. I'm happy to help you answer any questions ahead of time, even before December 1st. But that is when our loan application time will be open. And then we will have the members will be meeting the first Sunday of March to vote on the loans that we can accept, and the awards will be given that night on the first Sunday of March. So farmers will have their money in early part of the spring to have for the next season. That's our plan.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, PJ. Really appreciate you speaking with us today. And I hope that you have a wonderful turnout for your upcoming discussion on Zoom and presentation. Again, that's next Thursday. If you want to stay tuned, go ahead and sign up at the Soil Sangre de Cristo website. Thanks again, PJ.
Thank you, Abe. This was a lot of fun. I enjoyed talking with you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you all for listening to that interview with PJ from Soil Sangre de Cristo. And now I have with me Charisse Shiner from the Food Bank Network of the San Luis Valley. How are you doing today, Charisse?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much, Abe, for having me on today.
Yes, it's a pleasure. And it sounds like you have a really exciting event that you're helping to coordinate, and would love for you to tell us all about it.
Okay, well, thank you for this opportunity. I wanted to come on today and offer to our communities out there, there's going to be a webinar that La Puente is going to be hosting. It's going to be the first of a three-part series of workshops. That's going to be with Adam Brock, who was a co-founder of the Grow House in Denver. He also wrote a book called Change Here Now. In this workshop that's going to happen on Thursday, the 17th, we're going to explore how listening to nature can show us a radically different and more effective approach to shaping change. And he's going to be talking about having simple, practical tools that you can apply right away to your work-life balance with program strategies and community building efforts. And after you attend the first webinar, you're free to come to the subsequent ones. But if you are in an organization or you have a passion project in your community, there's going to be opportunity for scholarships to work more closely with him to apply some of the concepts that he's offering in these webinars to work on what you need in your organization. So I really would like to invite the communities to come and to be at the webinar and to listen to what he has to say and to interact with the other participants. And then if you're inclined, please reach out and we will see if we can set something up to go more deeply into the training.
Wonderful. It sounds really, really exciting. I'm definitely going to be there. So we're talking about tonight. And how can people sign up for the webinar?
Please go to lapuentehome.org and it'll be /Adam Brock. You can go to the website and you'll look under events and we will also have a link there. It's free. So just please register. And I hope to see you all virtually there. Thank you so much.
Yay, that's so exciting, Charisse. And just because I know we've talked a little bit about this before, but for those who don't, who haven't really heard of this type of thing before, there's permaculture in the sense of an agricultural practice. And then this is kind of on the lines of social permaculture, which I think is a little less common. Do you have anything that you want to say about that and just kind of the theme of what we're going to be talking about or hearing from Adam about?
Well, Adam's going to be talking kind of just about how we interrelate in organizations and some of the challenges that come up when we are all trying to have that authentic relating and to be able to work on these goals. Because I've worked in groups, you've worked in groups, and you know what happens when you get these ideas. You get people passionate about certain things. And then sometimes we don't get to the next part because the project falls apart because of the dynamics that we might be consciously or unconsciously working out in those projects. So he's going to be addressing kind of how we'd work together in a way that can make it clear and understandable within a framework that lends itself to be a bit more objective than some of the other strategies that you might have worked in the past.
Awesome, awesome. And so it's kind of utilizing some of those permaculture principles in a more social construct so that people can work together easier, right?
Right. And you don't need any previous knowledge or experience with permaculture or its ideas. He'll be able to help guide you. You don't need to remember like slow and steady change or any of those core principles. He'll guide us in those ways because it's applied to our human culture as opposed to, you know, the natural order that we might have been applying it in our yards or something else like that.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, Charisse, and I encourage everyone to go check it out. The webinar will take place tonight, June 17th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. You can access the webinar by going to lapuentehome.org/Adam Brock, and that's spelled ADAMBROCK. Thank you so much. Hope to see you there. Thanks so much for listening to our program today. This is the Local Foods, Local Places radio program on KRZA 88.7 FM, connecting cultures along the Upper Rio Grande. We air every third Thursday of the month at 8:30 a.m. And you can also find all of these programs in an archive on our website, slv.com. localfoods.org/radio. So thanks so much for listening today and have a wonderful day.